بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
By now we know what the short vowels are. For example, this letter is ميم. If it has a fatha, it becomes ما. If it has a كسرة, it becomes مي. And if it has a ضمة, it becomes مو. Apart from the short vowels, we also have long vowels, which lengthens the short vowel. They are known as letters of mad in Arabic. So instead of a, i, u, a will become a, i will become i, and u will become u. These three letters are the long vowels, the letters of mad. We mentioned them briefly in previous lessons. These three long vowels stretch the short vowel on the letter before it, if the right conditions are present. Let's have a look at an example. This is the letter dal. With a fatha, it becomes da. The alif stretches the fatha, and it will read da, and not da. Da. You pronounce the a for two counts. If the dal has a dhamma, it is du. The waw stretches the dhamma, and it will read du, and not du. Do. You pronounce the U sound for two counts. If the dal has a kasra, it will read as di. The ya stretches the kasra, and it will read di, and not di. Di. You pronounce the E sound for two counts. Another example, this is the letter sin. With a fatha, it is sa. The alif will stretch the fatha, and it will become sa. You pronounce the a for two counts. If the sin has a dhamma, it is su. The waw stretches the dhamma, and it becomes su. You pronounce the u sound for two counts. If the sin has a kasra, it will read as si. The ya stretches the kasra, and it becomes si. You pronounce the e sound for two counts. So how do you know if these letters are a vowel or not? The common rule is that the long vowel does not have any mark on it. Not a fatha, not a dhamma, not a kasra. Also, a fatha must be present on the letter before the alif. A dhamma must be present on the letter before the waw. A kasra must be present on the letter before the ya. Let's do some examples. We see an alif that might be a long vowel or a consonant. Let's look through the rules. Does the alif have a mark on it? No. Does the letter before the alif have a fatha? Yes. So it's a long vowel. It reads as qala, not qala, qala, stretching it for two counts. We see a ya that might be a long vowel or a consonant. Let's look through the rules. Does the ya have a mark on it? No. Does the letter before the ya have a kasra? Yes. So it's a long vowel. It reads qila, not qila, qila, stretching it for two counts. We see a waw that could be a long vowel or a consonant. Let's look through the rules. Does the waw have a mark on it? No. Does the letter before the waw have a dhamma? Yes, so it's a long vowel. It reads as yaqulu, not yaqulu, yaqulu, stretching it for two counts. Sometimes in different style of writings, the long vowels are written differently. For example, instead of writing this like this, it is written like this. It is still pronounced the same. But instead of the long alif, they place this small-looking alif here. They both read as ta, stretching them for two counts. Instead of writing this like this, it is written like this. It is pronounced the same, but instead of the long ya, they place this small-looking ya here. They both read as t, stretching them for two counts. Instead of writing this like this, it is written like this. It is pronounced the same, but instead of the long waw, they place this small looking vowel here. They both read as tu, stretching them for two counts. Okay, which one is the long vowel out of these examples? Is it the first one? The ya has no mark, but what should come before the ya? A kasra. This is a dhamma. It can't be a long vowel. Okay, what about this one? The waw has no mark, but what goes with the waw? A dhamma. This is a kasra. The waw isn't a long vowel. Okay, the alif has no mark. What goes with the alif? A fatha. This has a fatha, therefore it's a long vowel. It reads as sha and not sha. Sha. Let's see these examples. Which one do you think is the long vowel? It can't be this because the letter before the waw doesn't have a dhamma. It can't be this one because the alif has a mark on it. It's this one. The long vowel ya has a kasra before it. It reads b and not b. B. Okay, last example. Which one is the vowel? Not this one. Not this. That's right. Well done. Sometimes the long alif vowel is written like this. This is called the alif maqsura, as explained in our alphabet series. For example, we see this word. The alif does not have a mark on it, and the letter before it has a fatha. Therefore, the alif is a long vowel. It reads yara. Now, this same word is written like this. It reads exactly the same, yara. How come it's not ya ra ya? The same rule applies as the alif. Does the alif maqsura have a mark? No. Does the letter before it have a fatha? Yes. Therefore, it's a long vowel. It reads yara. Here are some more examples. They all have fathas before the alif maqsura. And the alif maqsura does not have a fatha, dhamma, or a kasra on it. They read Musa, Isa, Saja. In some writings, they place a little alif on the letter. This reminds the person to pronounce it as a long vowel.